Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abramoff, the Haftorah man. This is the final Haftarah in the book of Vayikra. It is from the Parsha of Bechukosai. And what is it about? I'll tell you. First of all, it comes from the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, Yarim Hashem. God is going to lift us up. He lived in a time before, during, and after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, roughly 2,600 years ago. Next, what happened to him? We'll see. Before the Haftarah starts, a bizarre communication between God and the prophet Yirmiyahu. And we said that he lived in the city of Jerusalem, and he was thrown in jail by the king, and he had a horrible, horrible life. It was terrible. It was miserable. So let's see just what happens. It comes from Yirmiyahu, and it comes from Perek Tet Vav. And now, I think we should start. Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Le'mor. So the first thing you hear, this is before the Haftarah starts, at the beginning of the chapter. Haftarah starts in the middle of the chapter. But there's some interesting things here. First of all, this Haftorah is happening 12 years before the Churban, before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And it's in poetic form. It is a messianic prophecy. The Babylonian onslaught is about to happen. And now the Navi, the prophet Yirmiyahu, is communicating a message. Are you dependent on man or are you dependent on God? Decide and see what is more everlasting. Man, temporary. Egyptians, they ain't going to help you. And surrender, yes, the advice was surrender to the Babylonians. It is past the point of no return. Teshuvah, you could do teshuvah, but you know what? It doesn't look like you're going to do it. So here's what's in front of you. So now, no tikach lecha isha. It's Hashem speaking to Yirmiyahu. Don't take a wife. No shidduch day, nothing. Don't waste your time. V'lo yeh lecha banim uvanot. You are not going to be a parent. You're not going to be a father. You're not going to know from it. B'makom hazeh, in this place. What place? Jerusalem. Why? M'mosei tachaluim yomesu. Lo yisavdu v'lo yikaveru l'domen. It is going to be a bloodbath here. And that no one is so few are going to survive what Nebuchadnezzar does. I don't want to put you through this. Then he says, don't even bother going. Al tavo Beit Marzeach. I happen to be a world's leading expert on what a Beit Marzeach was. It's a very rare thing. What was it? I'm just kidding about the world's leading expert. But I'll explain to you what the Beit Marzeach was. It was a gathering place. Originally, if somebody was sitting Shiva, mourning, it was a communal gathering place where they would come and they would make a l'chaim to calm the nerves of the person who passed, the person who was sitting Shiva. So he'd be given a l'chaim in this communal Beit Marzeach, this place of gathering that people would do mourning in. Then, why is the Navi being told don't even go there? He says, you'll never get out of there. There's going to be so many Shiva calls, you're never going to be get out of there. Don't even go there. Now, the important thing to understand about the Beit Marzeach is that, like many other things, it spun out of control. And that instead of just greeting people there in the morning periods, it became this like social hall, this sort of inner city country club where there was drinking and girls and oy gewalt. It was horrible. So they abolished it. They obliterated it. But this place became known as an evil place and not a good place. Now you know everything about the Beit Marzeach. Umesu gedolim uktanim ba'aretz hazos, lo yikaveru. That there's so many people going to die, they don't have time to bury everybody. V'lo yisbedu lahem, they're not going to have eulogies. V'lo yisgodad, and they will not make themselves, it says, shave their heads. V'lo yikareach lahem. Horrible that these people are going to die without dignity. Now wait. Things don't end on a sad note. Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala. Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala. Yes, the singing Haftorah man. When do we sing that? At a wedding. Most people think they're singing about the husband and wife. We now, Haftorah Man fans, understand that this is the reunification of the bride of the nation of Israel with God, her husband. And now, Al med diber aleinu es kol ra'ah hagdolos hazos. Now, what is this that God is saying all these bad things to us? Ume avoneinu, mechataseinu. It's like they're acting stupid. They say, what did we do wrong? Why are we going to be exiled? He says, forget it. This doesn't count anymore. And he says, therefore, these bad days are coming. So now you say, hey, wait a minute. This all happened in the first chapter, in the first few psukim before the Haftarah. You see, that's why important to understand the bookends of a Haftarah. What happens in the text beforehand, afterwards? Where did it happen? When did it happen? Under what context? Now you have a much deeper understanding of what it's about. And now that the nations of Israel, this is what's going to happen in the future. Hashem uzi u'ma'uzi. That God is Uzi, like my Uzi. God is my strength. They named the machine gun, or they named the person after him that made a machine gun. This is the Uzi. God is my strength. Umenusi biyom kara, biyom sara. And that God is going to pull me through it in my day of strife, in my day of tzaras. Eilecha goyim yavo'u me'afse oretz. To you, God, they're going to come, goyim, from all around the world. They'll be gathered together. V'yamru, ach shecher nachalu avoseinu. My parents, my ancestors, they fed us bologna sandwiches. They didn't tell us the truth. They gave us ideas that weren't true. They told us that you could go make an idol. And they had Asherah, they had Baal, they had Molech, they had all these different pagan deities that were fertility goddesses and agricultural goddesses, and they were worshiping them. Hayaaseh lo Adam Elokim Vehema lo Elokim. He says, hey guys, it's not possible that a human being is going to make a deity, a statue out of metal or wood or whatever they would do. It's not possible. And what's going to happen? V'yod'u kishemi Hashem. That everybody's going to wake up and know that the name of God is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is Hashem, Elohim. End of chapter 16. Now Yud-Zayin, Perek Yud-Zayin. This is about the severity of the sins of the Jewish people. And remember, the Babylonians had multiple gods. So now, Chatas Yehuda Ketuva Be'et Barzel B'tziporen Shamir. Whoa, this is not penciled in. This is that the sins of the Jewish people are with a pen, with a diamond head, and it's carved into stone. Here's the origin of that phrase, or here's a very, very early usage of that phrase. Charusha, charusha, aluach libam. It is carved into the plaque on their hearts, ula karnos mizbechosam, and upon the horns of their altars. Their hearts are hard like stone. That these people continue, persist to sin and to aggravate God in a rambunctious way, that it is only way to deal with them is to give B'nai Israel a 70-year timeout. That's what they did. That's what Hashem did. And now it talks about Va'asherahem. What is this Asherah? It's a fertility goddess. And what about the Bamosecha? You are only allowed to worship God in one place, in Yerushalayim. Where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It says in the Torah that you have to use the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Now they didn't listen. Vehavaraticha es oivecha ba'aretz asher lo yodata. That you will be lost into a land of people that you do not know. He's predicting that you're going to be exiled. Why? Because you didn't keep the laws of Shemitah. Veshamatata is an allusion to the violation of the mitzvah that you have to stop working the land and give it a rest once every 7 years. And they didn't do that. And they said that they did that over the 490-year period that they were in the land of Israel when they had the commandment with the temple was up. They didn't do it. And they missed 70 Shemitah years and Yovel years. So God said, you know what? I'll let the land rest. in a row, 70 years in a row. Why? Because you're going to be in Babylonia. You're not even going to be here. You're going to go into exile. You have to trust me. That's the whole idea behind Shemitah, is that every day for 6 years, you go, I plant the seeds, I harvest the food, I eat it. God says, hey, like Shabbos, you trust me one day a week. Now God says, farmers, agricultural society, you trust me for 1 year. They didn't listen. So now, Arur HaGever Asheivtach BaHashem. So, whoop, back up, see? Arur HaGever Asheivtach BaAdam. See, we hear from Birkat HaMazon. That's coming up soon. This is different. Cursed is the man that trusts in other men. God is saying, you want to trust? You want to rely? Rely on me. What are you relying on? Man, Egyptians, other people. Rely on me. You have to believe in Hashem. Next, Vahayaka Ararba Arava. You'll be like a cursed bush in the desert that you won't have any water. You won't have any way to drink, to live. Wait a minute. But there's a reward for the people who trust in Hashem. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Bado Shem Vehaya Ado Shem Yiftacho. Hey, we all know that. This is where it came from, the book of Yirmiyahu. And now you have within the context and the framework that blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, that he says, I trust you, God. Vehaya Ke'etz Shatul Al Mayim, that he's going to be like this tree that is drinking by the riverside, and that the foliage will be very luxurious. He's going to have a good life. So now, what happens? Those who merely pretend. In other words, God sees what's in your heart. You can have physical actions, but not sincere. Akov halev mikol. The heart is deceitful from all things. Va'anushu mi yodeenu. Who knows? Ani Hashem Choker Halev. Ha ha! You may be able to fool other men, but you can't fool me, God. I know what's in your heart, and that's very, very important. So now, what is happening here that is talking about the nation of Israel is encouraged to trust in God. And now it is going to be Mekom Mikdashenu, the place of our sanctuary. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Like when you go in the mikveh and you feel the water surrounding you and you go, ah, now the Navi is saying God is going to be like your mikveh and that you should reside and rest within God, that God is this like gigantic fruit bowl and you're a piece of fruit in this fruit bowl. So here, what a haftorah. Look how it ends. Rifa'eni Hashem ve'erafei. Hey, I know this. It's from Shemona Esrei during the week. Hoshi'enu ve'ivasheya kisahilo siyata. Heal me, Hashem. Help me get better. Save me. Hoshi'eni ve'ivasheya, and I will be saved. Because you are the one who I praise, and that you are my praiser. So now, the Jewish people are looking towards God for the power of healing. So much so, this pasuk is incorporated into our Shemona Esrei that we say 18 times a week, 52 weeks a year. It's tremendous. So Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah for Parshat Bechukotai. Thank you.